fast, simple and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: government lifts night driving ban to support 24-hour economy. ECZ to spend 2.2 billion kwacha on August general elections. And in international news, South Africa's police boss charged in connection with controversial health contracts.
Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Government has revoked the statutory instrument that prohibited night driving in a move aimed at facilitating the implementation of a 24-hour economy as approved by Cabinet. Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali has announced that the revocation takes immediate effect and forms part of broader reforms to enhance economic productivity, improve logistics efficiency and support the uninterrupted movement of goods and services across the country. Mr. Tayali said the earlier restriction on night driving, which was introduced as a road safety measure, has now been overtaken by technological advancements and the government's commitment to modernizing the transport sector. The minister has emphasized that government will increasingly rely on information and communication technologies to strengthen road traffic enforcement and management. He said these measures include the deployment of intelligent traffic monitoring systems, digital surveillance and automated compliance mechanisms to ensure road safety is maintained at all hours. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Ernest Chanda. The Electoral Commission of Zambia says it will spend 2.2 billion kwacha on the August general elections, a figure that includes the delimitation process and other election-related preparations. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro said the commission did not consider political strongholds when drawing constituency boundaries, but was guided strictly by the law and population distribution rather than political influence. Mr. Kasaro said the exercise was conducted through open public consultations, adding that areas such as Malambo were treated fairly despite concerns over premature campaigning before final boundaries were announced, which resulted in the creation of Malambo West. He has also clarified that proposals to remove stamping on ballot papers are not part of the current electoral reforms, stating that the security features of the ballot remain unchanged.
We had to revise the budget to ensure that the delimitation exercise itself is comprehensively covered, but also the election itself, now that we would have 226 constituencies. That was tabled before the Treasury, and I wish to confirm that we've received the necessary support, and we will be funded to conduct the election now with the increased number of constituencies of 226. So the total budget for the election is looking at 2.2 billion kwacha, putting together also the delimitation and all that, what we've just concluded here.
The Food Reserve Agency has expressed concern over media reports suggesting that some farmers across the country have begun selling their maize at significantly low prices. The agency has since advised farmers to exercise prudence when selling their harvested crops. FRA Public Relations Coordinator John Chipandwe said while farmers need to generate income from their hard work, selling their entire harvest immediately after production, especially while the crop is still in the field, can lead to financial losses and unintended consequences for both households and the national food system. He has encouraged farmers to retain reasonable quantities of their produce for future household consumption and to use the stock as a buffer against unforeseen circumstances such as drought, market fluctuations or supply disruptions.
Therefore, farmers are strongly encouraged to retain reasonable quantities of their produce for future household consumption and use the same stock as a buffer against unforeseen circumstances such as drought, market fluctuations, or supply disruptions. Maintaining reserves helps to ensure food security at both domestic or household level and national level. Additionally, gradual and strategic selling can enable farmers to benefit from better market prices over time, rather than disposing of all of the produce when supply is high and prices are typically low.
The Tobacco Board of Zambia has issued a 24-hour ultimatum to all licensed tobacco buyers who have not yet submitted their price matrices. This follows the failure by 12 of the 16 licensed buyers to submit their matrices, despite an agreement reached last Wednesday that all submissions would be made accordingly. To date, only 4 buyers have complied. TBZ Executive Director Robert Mwale says submission and approval of price matrices by the board is mandatory before the commencement of any tobacco purchases. Mr. Mwale said it is unfortunate that the Tobacco Association of Zambia sales floor commenced operations without an approved price matrix. This is according to a statement issued by TBZ Corporate Affairs and Communication Manager Lee Hamonji.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Business Regulatory Review Agency has noted with optimism measures being implemented by local authorities across the country to review and reduce property rates through remission initiatives. BRRA Executive Director Sharon Sichilongo said the interventions will address and put to rest persistent concerns raised by the private sector regarding the high cost of property rates, which have for some time been cited as a key impediment to business growth and investment. Mrs. Sichilongo has noted that the move by local authorities to reduce property rates is in line with government policy guidance aimed at fostering a more conducive business environment and reducing the cost of doing business. She has further observed that the reduction of property rates is expected to provide immediate financial relief to businesses and property owners, thereby improving cash flow, supporting business continuity, and enabling reinvestment into productive activities. Mrs. Sichilongo said, contrary to concerns about potential revenue losses, the reductions have the potential to broaden and strengthen the revenue base for local authorities.
Lowering property rates will not only ease the financial burden on businesses, but will also incentivize compliance, as more property owners will be willing and able to settle their obligations under more affordable terms. Contrary to concerns about potential revenue losses, the reductions have the potential to broaden and strengthen the revenue base for local authorities. These interventions have the potential to create a win-win situation where businesses benefit from reduced costs while local authorities enhance their revenue performance through improved compliance.
South Africa's police chief has been formally charged with failing in his duties to provide proper oversight in his role following a health contract that has become the subject of a criminal investigation. General Fanny Masemola, 62, was summoned to court over his alleged part in the awarding of a controversial $21 million tender, which has since been cancelled. He has been charged with violating part of South Africa's Public Finance Management Act, which governs how public finances are managed. The BBC has more on other global stories.
A senior Iranian military officer says the armed forces are ready to deliver an immediate response to any renewed hostilities by the US and Israel. The commander, Ali Abdullahi, was speaking as a 2-week ceasefire between Washington and Tehran is due to expire on Wednesday. In Pakistan will go ahead. The Japanese government says it will scrap defense export rules so it can sell arms overseas for the first time in decades. The changes are aimed at building up Japan's defense.